When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, the news with Courtney, and that includes violent pickleballers in the news and an on-court rage incident which led to violence.
Classic.
With a deadly sneaker.
So. I walked past the Southie Pickleball Court by Castle Island last night, and I kid you, it's just a normal sound. Like, it's not anything, like, and it was a quiet night.
Yeah.
There was no cars. There were no planes overhead.
I know.
It's people that are bored, Curtis, and have nothing else to complain about.
No, it has a sound to it. It's like the guy said, it's pop, pop. It's.
I know, but you can hear. How's that different than planes that are flying 10 feet over your head when Curtis is walking around Castle Island or endless. Uber Eats delivery mini bikes that are revving their engines left and right. Like, I'd prefer the pickleball sound if it was me. So
loud music that your neighbors are playing. Yeah.
But we will get to that. Ty Law is on the show this morning at 9. And Friday, speaking of your walks, Curtis, Pudge's Pals back on Friday, right?
Yes, Friday we have I'll get the exact rescue company, but they will be in Friday at 9 a.m. And I will get an update. I've been asked about, what was the dog's name? Not Henry. What was the dog?
The brown one? The one with the eye issue?
Yeah, that was blind. I'll get an update on him hopefully by the end of today.
Okay. Forget what his name is.
I also have a place that also would like to come in, so that will be set up for, the next coming weeks.
Excellent. Okay, so we will try to find a forever home for one of Pudge's pals on this Friday show at 9. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to begin, Chime?
Quickly, it is Buddy Dog Humane Society in Sudbury. That's coming in on Friday.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
They used to, when we did Wednesday's Mutt on the old show, they used to come in every once in a while. Great spot, Buddy Dog, in beautiful Sudbury, Massachusetts. Okay, thank you, Curtis.
Thank
Pudge's,
you.
Pudge's Pals, Friday morning. Shime, where do you want to start?
Greg, let's begin with your Boston Red Sox, because MLB insider Ken Rosenthal believes that the Red Sox are going to be serious about acquiring talent this offseason. Here is what Rosenthal said yesterday.
I don't believe you're going to be disappointed. I think they're actually serious this time, as opposed to last year's full throttle, which wasn't a full throttle at all, about getting quality players, big-time free agents. They know, one, how embarrassing last offseason turned out to be for them, and two, more to the point, they're in a good place right now. They have a farm system that is really starting to produce some quality players. They have this ability because of those players to maybe extend themselves financially with others. They have that ability anyway, of course. And going forward, they know they're in a position right now where in the AL East, while they were 500 last year, they should be that much better next year. So I can see the Red Sox being very active on both the trade and free agent fronts. And if you are disappointed again, Dave, then that's on them because they are actually in a position now where they're aiming to do some things. They weren't aiming to do some things last year, or at least not big things. Now they are, and we'll see where they end up. But yeah, I think they're going to be better at the end of this offseason.
Okay, call me naive, call me a sucker, but I'm feeling it too. Like, I feel like it's different this time.
Can I ask a question, and I mean this sincerely?
Juan Soto.
Why don't
Juan
they just
Soto?
Why don't they just do it, and then we say, wow, they have a different approach? I'm serious.
Juan Soto is going through the process.
No, but I mean, instead of telling Ken Rosenthal that they're going to change, why don't they just go sign people, and then we say, wow, they changed?
I don't know that they're the ones that are whispering.
Oh, I'm sure the Yankees are telling Ken Rosenthal this. I mean,
well,
honestly.
That's a good thing, though. That's what we want because the more people. Last week it was, who's the other baseball guy that, you know.
Baseball Brett?
No, the other.
Pedro Martinez.
Big baseball reporter that had broke the news about Soto having the 3-hour meeting. Heyman.
Yeah.
Right? So you got Heyman, you got this guy. Like, these are big, big baseball insiders that are just not burping stuff into the ether.
So they're not, in your estimation, they're not hearing it just from the Red Sox. They're hearing it around Major League Baseball.
Right.
Greg, they want to be big players.
Yes.
Greg, exactly, which is why the Soto meeting was a charade, because the agents desperately need the Red Sox to be perceived as a threat because of the financial issues for many of the teams across Major League Baseball. If they don't have the Red Sox as the sleeping giant, then they may not be able to get as much money in free agency for their clients.
But they put a lot into that meeting, Curtis.
Not the owner. He couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Warner was there. So,
oh, why? Well, doesn't he
Kennedy
live out there?
Was there. Alex Cora was there. Our boy Breslow was there. But I don't think they need to put anything in the air for a guy like Soto. They didn't do that last year for a guy like they weren't in on Shohei. And
said they were every day.
No, I said they were in on Yamamoto.
It's a special time. You wanted them to be in on Shohei.
I wanted them to be in on Shohei. But Shohei only took, what, one trip to Toronto? They were in on Yamamoto. But they're burping this out there. And it ain't just because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Like last year when they said full throttle.
Can you imagine Juan Soto in any other uniform than a Red Sox uniform?
No, I can't.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
No, I can't either.
Same.
Sam, can you comment on the Celtics story that Courtney broke?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
It's only going to cost you a smooth $700 million. Yeah. I mean, I would write that check tomorrow.
They've got it.
If I were John Henry, I would write that check tomorrow.
But doesn't it make him look worse if now all these, like, reports from these like, well-respected baseball insiders that the Red Sox are in.
If they don't seal the deal.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why I said to you.
Like full throttle last year, right, Wiggs?
Well, but you can't go full throttle and not actually throttle up every year, Curtis. Like,
eventually. So they did this exact thing last year and we're saying, wouldn't that make them look bad?
Well, this year it seems more legit, and I know that you're going to laugh at it, but to hear that Juan Soto was impressed by them, the 3 hours, like, that's going to make them look worse if they don't seal the deal.
And
because
they
it seems like he's enjoying the talks.
The Mets met with him that next week and offered $600 million. I was told by Ken that it was stupid to offer money when you met with him.
I don't want to go here, but I think you may have been Eric shunned.
There are
insiders, MLB insiders, of which I'm not.
Okay.
That suggest no money offers have been given to Juan Soto.
Jeff Passan reported that.
So he got a rich shun.
We can look it up.
Google search
because I don't know. But that's what I saw recently, which was that there have been that nobody has dotted the I's or crosses the T's yet on an actual number.
Double check, Curtis, because remember they got you at Swayman too eating brunch.
No, I got that story. He re-signed.
Well, look, I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I just love that we're sitting here saying, why would they say they're interested in players and not be interested when they legitimately did it last year?
Remember, Swayman's body was pointed straight ahead, but his head was like Exorcist to the left. Curtis is like, man, they were out eating lunch. Where was that?
I think it was just coffee. It was a place in the seaport, wasn't it, Curtis?
Yep. When you lose the argument, you bring up a story from a month ago.
I'm just saying.
Right. And right behind them, I don't know if you saw it, but sitting at the table behind them, it was Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
I did notice that. Yes,
I had to make sure that that photo of Trump, Elon, RFK Jr. Eating McDonald's on the plane wasn't AI generated.
That was real.
That was legit.
That was real.
They have what the orders were for them.
Elon's his boy now. They're everywhere. They were at the UFC fight the other night.
Yep. I have an issue with Donald Trump or anybody that is ordering the filet of fish.
Yeah.
A lot of people love that
love thing.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love it.
He had a Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, and fries, I believe.
Yeah,
I would have gone Elon's order. He had some nuggets. And
I just, no disrespect to people who enjoy it, but the Filet-O-Fish.
Be careful, Greg. There's a lot of people who love filet. I don't get it.
What? There are a lot of people who love
it? Oh, yes. I bet that.
Oh, really?
I would bet next to the Big Mac, that's probably their second highest seller.
No way.
I would think so. People
quarter
love
pounder
it.
prior to the E. coli breakout or whatever. I think quarter pounder would be second.
And then Filet-O-Fish third?
No.
Yeah,
the chicken.
Google machine.
The McChicken is.
Yeah,
no.
McChicken is high.
I bet you the Filet-O-Fish is higher than the chicken.
I bet the new Chicken Mac is very popular. Yep.
All right, according to Reader's Digest, the number.
Can you, any source within the last 100 years that's
relevant?
It
is, from 2024.
Oh, okay.
It's their online version, Greg. It's not the one next to the toilet. So, number one, of course, is French fries.
Yeah.
Number two, Big Mac. Number three, snack wraps.
Oh, those were good.
Yeah. Number four is a Happy Meal. Number five is the Egg McMuffin.
Yes.
Number six is the apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. Number eight is the premium salads.
Right.
Number nine is the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And number 10 is the McGriddle.
Oh,
Filet-O-Fish is for serial killers. No disrespect to the incoming president, but
and I have a question. Just a quick: is Sports Illustrated Eric Shun?
No.
Okay.
That's a legitimate source.
So they have a quote from MLB insider Hector Gomez and Carlos Baerga that there was indeed an offer.
Yeah, I'm not starting an argument with you. I just saw
Well, you did.
No, Curtis, I really didn't. I was just suggesting that I did see a report that said I will, during the break, go and find it, and we can go back and forth on the validity thereof. But
Final thing about McDonald's quickly.
Yes.
Makes me feel interested about RFK Jr. since he is going to be the health guy moving forward. So McDonald's must not be that bad for you.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe,
I have seen some rumblings. Maybe he's going to get rid of Diet Coke, which I would have a big issue with.
Mm-hmm.
But McDonald's.
Have an issue with that? How could he get rid of Diet Coke?
I don't think you can just outlaw Diet Coke.
The aspartame.
Like, don't buy
well, they did that to Four Loko.
Right.
Yeah, they just made them change the recipe. The recipe.
Okay, I don't want the recipe changed. I like Diet Coke just as it is.
I don't think it's very good for you.
It's not.
Yeah.
But
no disrespect to the Coke people.
Well, he was drinking a Coca-Cola with his McDonald's order, RFK Jr., so.
He was also eating the McWhale, which is a sandwich I didn't know they had at McDonald's.
The bear nuggets, too, I think were also on his menu.
Yes, he had some roadkill bear nuggets, which is a new thing McDonald's is offering.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For RFK Jr. only. Also, the dumbest thing McDonald's ever did was get rid of the all-day breakfast. Remember around pandemic time, they started the all-day breakfast?
Oh.
You could get an Egg McMuffin at 11:30, 12 o'clock. It's the dumbest thing, single dumbest move that an American business has ever made, as far as I'm concerned. All right, anyway, where were we, Shime? What's next?
Next, Greg, let's go to your Boston Bruins, I guess, if we have to. Jeremy Swayman talked about not playing up to his standard after the game yesterday.
I think pressure is the wrong word. I think a standard is the word I would use, and the standard that I have myself held to is not met right now. Again, that's going to happen in our careers. I know that a lot of veteran guys that I've looked up to and followed have been through the ups and downs, and right now I'm in one, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get out of it, and I know it's going to be a really good feeling, and what I can bring to the rink every day, what I can bring from home every day is going to compound, and that's when things are going to start going the right way, and I know how to get out of it, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Great.
I mean, he says it's not the pressure, but you think it is the pressure. You think it's the pressure of the new deal, of the $8.5 million.
I think it's the pressure of the new deal, and I also think that Linus was a security blanket for him. They were one for each other. Like, if he was having an off night, he knew that the Bruins were going to be in great hands when it came to Linus taking over for him. Like, the relationship that they had, we could all make fun of it. We could make fun of the goalie hug all we wanted. But there was something special in that sauce that you can't replicate. And I think that we made fun of thinking that for so long, but We're seeing it actually unfold on the ice
The man is an NHL goaltender. Right. He can't do what every single goaltender has done in the history
but
of
we
the
said
sport,
this-
which is be the number one goaltender without a binky. But
Krejci was Pasta's binky for a bit. And that, when he came back, we saw a different Pasta.
Line mates. There's a difference.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying that a binky could be a... Well, I don't know. Maybe we signed the wrong guy.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Linus has been just as bad.
Right, but he's not as bad, is what I would say, right?
I don't think that's accurate, Wiggy. I think he's been pretty bad.
I think you might want to double check that, Chime. Linus's goals against is 2.7 and Swayman's like 3.4.
I mean, this is the concern when it comes to giving a guy who has never played a full season as a goaltender the big money.
Can we just go back to last November? I mean, he was pretty awful in the month of November. He was not off to a great start last year. He had in his starts in November, 2 goals, 4, 5, 2, 3, 2, 5. Like, he was not a great starter at the season this time last year. So he had Linus. Everything was the same, and he was not good at this time of the season.
Yeah. I'm really not concerned with Swayman, though.
You're not?
I think that it's just more of the rust and that kind of thing. But
Are you concerned with the three that they've lost here in a row, including the one Saturday I was at where they had a 2-0 lead and blew it with 5 shots in the second period? And
when was the Jumbotron appearance versus when was the game?
Oh, great point. They were up during the Jumbotron appearance, and then they lost that game. It's probably on me. All right, anything else, Sean?
I have one more quick one for you if you'd like it. This was Hunter Henry yesterday on with Jones and Keefe talking about, he was asked specifically about the reports that had come out that the Crafts were asking around the league for help in developing a young quarterback. So he was asked how the coaches have been doing with Drake May.
Fantastic. I mean, we got some brilliant offensive minds, man. They've done a great job with Drake, and I think Drake can attest to that too. I mean, they just do a fantastic job. They're freaking tremendous, and I love going to work with them every day.
Okay. Seems like everybody says that. about Alex Van Pelt and others. So, all right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney and today's news next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.